not at all surprising that part of the Aseres Dibros is the mitzvah of Shabbos. And beyond Parshas Yisro, Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah tells us Shabbos as well, and then expands and teaches us many of the Dinei Yantar. Reasonable, of course, that the Torah should introduce us to the Yesodos of Shabbos, the Yesodos of Yantiv, something though is somewhat surprising. Parshas Kisisa, all of a sudden the Torah repeats the themes of Shabbos and Yantiv. No doubt it begs a very simple question, that why is that Chazara, why is that repetition necessary? And aside from the broad question, why is it needed, maybe a more specific question. If I were to ask you, what really would the sequence be if you're going to present Shabbos and Yantiv? I would think as follows. Begin with Shabbos, the Sugyan Zvachim, Shabbos is Tadir, Shabbos is Mekudash, that should be the starting point. And then go on to Yantiv, in the order of Yamin Tovim, Rishon Ulachem, the Chodshei Hashana, and therefore the Seder of Yantiv should be Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. And if indeed, if you look in Parshas Mishpatim, that is exactly the order. You begin with Shabbos, and then Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. What's somewhat surprising in Parshas Kisisa is that is not at all the order. There we begin with Pesach. After we discuss Pesach, all of a sudden Shabbos, and then Shavuos and Sukkot. How do you understand the difference in terms of the order? And therefore the broad question, why the need for repetition? And more specifically, how do you understand the change in its sequence, in its Seder? The fact that the Torah repeats seemingly indicates that something must have happened that requires necessary chazara. That is a comment of the Netziv, and this is found earlier in the Ralbag. You know why it was necessary to repeat the sodos of Shabbos Yantiv? Because in between these parshios, the repetition, there was the grievous chet ha'egel. And as a result of the chet of the egel hazav, all of a sudden now it became necessary to once again review, to chazer, the themes of Shabbos and Yantiv itself. Shabbos and Yantiv represent, on a certain level, different dimensions of our emunah and bitachon. When we think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu as a borei, we turn to Shabbos, kisheshes yamim. Shabbos tells us bria shamayim v'aretz. That is, the Rambam writes, is absolutely necessary, but it's not sufficient. You have to believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu not only as a borei, but even, of course, as a manhig as well. Hamechadesh betuva b'chol yam tamid. To believe simply HaKadosh Baruch Hu did once, but doesn't continue and impact on every aspect of day-to-day life, that the Rambam writes is part of our principles of faith. Ikari Yamuna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Borei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Manig. The Ramban writes, Yantif demonstrates HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Manig. Yetzias Mitzrayim points to the fact that yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, but you know what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu suspends laws of nature, Hashkacha Pratis, Yetzias Mitzrayim, that no doubt is the indicator of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not simply as Borei, but Manhig as well. If I were to ask you that what really was the chet ha'ega, was it that Bnei Yisrael, Rachmana Litzlan, no longer believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Borei? Certainly not. They recognized Hashem. But here they went ahead and they created an Egel Hazav. How that was done, why that was necessary, you have to look in depth at the Rishonim. Somehow there was a vacuum, there was a void. Moshe Rabbeinu, the difficulty of a serving Kadosh Baruch without something that is tangible and concrete. Maybe all of that on some level could be understood. But there's something that's so striking about the Chet HaEgel. It seems for us to be almost irrational. You build a Chet HaEgel, you build an Egel Hazav, and you turn to it more than once. Twice the pasuk says, "Eila Elohecha Yisrael Asher Halucha Meretz Mitzrayim." This is what took us out of Mitzrayim. For us, it seems almost to border on that which is absurd. You build an egel, I understand, but that attribution, to attribute Yitzias Mitzrayim to an egel, we so proudly say it, that they'll say there, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani V'lo Shaliach, Ani V'lo Malach, you attribute Yitzias Mitzrayim to an egel hazav, how could that possibly be? One thing was clear. Yes, they affirmed, they believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a borei, but you know, they didn't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the manhig who took us out of Mitzrayim. That was clear in the Chet HaEgel. And if that really is true, as the Ralbag writes, now it becomes necessary to once again, to chazer, the Yesodos of Shabbos, the Yesodos of Yantiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Bori, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Manik. Post Chei Tegel, that became absolutely, absolutely necessary. Here I would add the following. You know what, of course, we were told about Shabbos and Yontif, Parshas Mishpatim, but Shabbos and Yontif were offset. You begin with Shabbos, and then you finish Shabbos, and then you progress, and you start discussing Yontif. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Bori, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Manik. But you know what? That presentation of Shabbos and Yontif could lead to a distinction between Shabbos versus Yontif. All of a sudden now is necessary to once again to chazer these yisodos, bori manig, and if you look in Kisisa striking, let's begin with Yitzias Mitzrayim. Let's begin with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being the manig. And all of a sudden, once that is true, Yitzias Mitzrayim, only then do we emphasize Shabbos. All of a sudden now, Shabbos is not mentioned standalone, but Shabbos is embedded in the Yontif experience of Yitzias Mitzrayim, that the role of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Borei, the role of Manig is absolutely, absolutely inseparable. All of a sudden, post Chei Ta'egel, Moshe Rabbeinu, yes, returns to Har Sinai, Solucha, the Lucho Shnios, an incredible machlokes from Sad Yigon Ibn Ezra. What was the Nusach? What was the text of the Lucho Shnios? Rav Sadia Gaon writes the stunning Chiddush, Aseres HaDibros found twice in the Chumash, Yisro v'Yeschanan, the Luchos Rishonos were Parshas Yisro, Luchos Shnios, from Mefurish, from Rav Sadia Gaon, was Parshas v'Yeschanan. The Ben Ezra takes great issue that was not true. The Luchos were only Parshas Yisro, Luchos Rishonos, Luchos Shnios. Of course, Parshas v'Yeschanan as the abomination of Aseres HaDibros, but that didn't affect the Luchos. But imagine, the Chiddush Rav Sadia Gaon, the Luchos Shnios, were the Aseres HaDibros of V'eschanan. This can be true even according to Ben Ezra as well, that the Musar Haskel. But according to Rav Sadia Gaon, those are Luchos Shnios. And a glaring difference in Luchos Rishonos of Yisrael, Shabbos is Kisheshes Yamim, Bria Shemayim Varetz, Bnei Yisrael commits the Chei Ta'egel. They don't see the relationship between Bori and Manig. All of a sudden, Shamar Sima Shabbos Lagadshav, Ki Eved HaYisav HaMitzrayim, Al Kain Sivcha, all of a sudden the Torah now relates to Atosos Hamsachim, Kuf Yud Zayin, that Lametes Malachos is based on the Avdus of Mitzrayim. We refrain from doing on Shabbos that which Bnei Yisrael had to do as Avadim Tepar Mitzrayim. That very Sugyam Sachim Kuf Yud Zayin, Mazkirin Yitzias Mitzrayim, B'Kiddush Hayom, you're making Kiddush. It's not enough to acknowledge Bria Shamayim Varetz. You have to emphasize Yitzias Mitzrayim as well. And Chassina suggests, Lamed Aleph, Li'ikuva. You're not going to be Yotze the Mitzvah of Kiddush without that. That's something which is stunning. To be able to recognize the fusion of Bori and Manik, which is part of Ari Yikari Amuna, and therefore a Chei Ta'egel, you have to get back to basics. You have to chazer the Yisodas. And here all of a sudden the Torah changes. Let's embed the Shabbos experience in the framework, in the context of, and you'll ask me, what does Bria Shamayim Varetz of Shabbos have to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim? The answer is absolutely everything, because HaMechadish B'tuvah B'chol Yom Tamid, Kadosh Baruch Hu unpacks on every aspect of day-to-day life. Do we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Bari? Absolutely yes. Do we really believe that, you know, all the events of the past week and orchestrated by Hashgachas Hashem? Absolutely yes. For us, this is something that transforms how it is that we view current events. Absolutely. Well, we're living in miraculous times of absolute transformation. You know, no one has, you know, the devuah to say it means exactly this and exactly that, but to recognize that this is a bechin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a machadish betuvah chayim tamid, that this is a shift and that this is something that we have to be thankful for, and this is something that we have to respond to? Absolutely, absolutely yes. At once it's very frightening, but at the same time it's so reassuring in the sense that we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Amidav, not Borei, but Manhi. And that has to change one's Avodas Hashem. You know, that how seriously do you take the opportunities that we have? The Iyun Tefillah, the Esek B'Torah, Shmiras HaMitzvos, Gemilus Chasadim. You know, what can you do when Klal Yisrael finds itself in such an Esara? You have to raise the bar. You have to be more medactic. You have to be more careful on yourself now as you ever were before. The stakes are obviously so high, and nothing as of yet is resolved from our perspective, and therefore it means that you have to embrace these opportunities. The Netziv writes that is the window of time, of Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. It has to be a time that one reviews and constantly chazers the yesodos of Emuna Bashem Bashkachasa. Emuna and Ashkacha Pratis. That is exactly the avoda of the Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. To take the Purim experience of Hastara and to mispal Tarek Shvarchu that it result in the incredible Nisim Gluyim that we experience. Mismach Geula LeGeula Adiv. That is the avoda of this time. And therefore it behooves us as Bnei Yeshiva to be able to see what it is that we do. Nothing is normal. And our avodas Hashem should not be something that lacks that passion, that enthusiasm, that conviction. You know, Be'ezras Hashem, this coming Shabbos, we have an amazing opportunity for the entire yeshiva to be together. We will try our best in every aspect of the Seder of Shabbos to see to it that it will be inspirational, it will be enjoyable, it will be an opportunity to be able to sit and spend hours with your Rebbeim. This is an opportunity that indeed you should seize, that you should grab. This is what we are in terms of the relationships. You know, after the Shabbos, things different in terms of the hours that we spend together. And we learn together, we daven together, that's transformative. There's something special about spending a Shabbos together. I urge all of you to come and to join. Be'ezras Hashem will be a wonderful experience. You may have made some plans up until now. All those plans can change. You know, this is a significant time, and what better way to be able to recognize it and to respond to it than the yeshiva spending Shabbos together. Now, Be'ezras Hashem, that Knesset Yisrael should continue to experience Yeshuas and Nechamas. Recognize that all of this is a function of Hashkacha. And such Hashkachas Hashem is a mechayev. It demands of us a seriousness in terms of our Avodas Hashem and our Iyun Tefillah and our Esek B'Torah, and to be mispalo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that these events, Be'ezras Hashem Yishbarach, should be Matzmiach Yeshua. Thank you.